Alabama is one step closer to overturning a decades-old ban on yoga in public schools. This week, the state House of Representatives voted in favor of Democratic Representative Jeremy Gray's bill, which would give school systems the option to teach yoga poses and stretches as long as they don't chant, recite mantras, or say namaste. Jimmy Lee heads the nonprofit Yoga in Love and volunteers with Alabama 4-H. He tells me that he's let yoga at some schools despite the ban. School leaders just call the practice by another name.
The 4-H Club officially in their training say, if we're in a school, we call it Let's Move. If we're in a public housing project, we call it yoga. If we're in a library, it's yoga. But in a school, Let's Move. And it's a specific thing. Nothing else changes. The entire rest of it is consistent.
Nothing changes. No modifications are made to the yoga practice.
No, because nothing's wrong in the first place. The only thing that's specifically banned is yoga. So nothing there is illegal. Only the word yoga and calling it yoga is illegal.
How have you managed to teach yoga in public schools despite the ban that was put in place back in the early 90s?
Teachers are very down with the idea of making the kids more calm, centered, making their mind a little bit more still and able to participate better in the world around them. And so they're all about yoga. They're a little afraid because the technical code prohibits it. But yoga's put in there, and when the teachers call, the principal wants it, you got to find someone who wants to come into schools. It's either expensive sometimes, or there's a lot of people who do it for free, a lot of them. But the biggest problem with them is they tend to be the most spiritually inclined and most likely to actually do something that would be problematic.
Let's go back to the 90s. How did yoga get banned from schools in the first place? Okay.
So there's an organization called the Eagle Forum. They're a Christian conservative organization started by a lady named Phyllis Schlafly in the 1970s, specifically to work against the Equal Rights Amendment. It was primarily a school prayer bill. So as a smaller part of that, the Eagle Forum banned meditation. They banned yoga, which they specifically identified as Hindu prayer. And it also banned inducing hypnotic states in children. As part of that larger legislation, it passed. They found the bill unconstitutional. They didn't find the whole bill unconstitutional, just the school prayer part. And as such, the yoga part remained on the books. This would have not been wouldn't have mattered. But the Eagle Forum, that's their bill, and they care about it. They came back 26 years later, last year, to keep fighting for it. And in the interim, they still use this. So, for instance, Eric Mackett, he's the superintendent of schools for the state of Alabama. He likes yoga. He's down with it. He wrote some letter last year trying to encourage it, and then he instantly revoked it when he got a lawyer letter saying, hey, this is technically illegal, and that's how you enforce it. So it's not a thing where no one's got arrested ever, no one's been fined. It's just you get a hand slap, and basically Representative Gray's bill is doing everything he can to stop that.
We have a lot of issues that need to be addressed in this legislature. This legislation, to many, is simple, especially I know to you. But is Alabama going overboard? I mean, how does something like yoga become a bad thing according to groups that have opposed this change?
Everything's bad to certain groups. And there's not just Christians that are opposed to the legislation. Atheists have a strong opinion that they don't want anything even remotely religious to be taught in schools. And this is one of the strange bedfellows, where Christians, atheists, and other people as well are actually concerned about this. And it's largely, I think, it's the Christians think Hindu. They see the things they think Hindu. The people that I spoke to that spoke against the yoga bill, he was actually genuinely concerned about me. He cared about me, and he did not want me to burn in the fire furnace of blackest hell for all eternity because I do yoga. And although I believe he's laughably incorrect about this, his wife teaches yoga at their church. He actually said on the floor of the House that his daughter laughed at him for even saying this might be bad. But in his heart, he actually cared about me, right? And so while I am against him, I'm not against him. He's really not against me. It's just he doesn't understand. Some heart, you can't make everybody understand, right? And so that's what it is. It's a lesson in acceptance. We're trying to get the legislature to accept the idea that they can go back to constituency who might be wearing their MAGA hat and say, yeah, you know, this yoga thing, it's actually not so bad. It's not the devil.
That was Jimmy Lee, head of the nonprofit Yoga in Love and a volunteer with Alabama 4-H.